Radio.
Slipstream.
Oh.
Radio.
Morning, good evening, good afternoon. Happy Easter. A belated happy Valentine's. Hey, everybody, welcome to the 109th episode of Radio Slipstream. I know it's been a while. I got some decent excuses this time, better than normal. Aside from the regular, oh, I'm in school, oh, I have work, oh, I'm a perfectionist. Oh, my computer sort of died, but was reborn like a phoenix from the flames. It just took a little while, that's all. But I'm back for you. Got a kind of a neat special show today, focusing on the music of the world. Folk traditions, music from all sorts of different countries for you today. And I think you're gonna like it. A lot of people, when they hear music like this, their first instinct is, what's this? But you're gonna like it. Anyway, we're gonna start off with something from the Slumdog Millionaire soundtrack, you know, to India. This is, was chosen as the next song on my show before it won all the Oscars, yada yada yada, but this is Oscar-winning material, people. It's a track called Mausump and Escape by A.R. Rahman from the Slumdog Millionaire soundtrack. Do enjoy, and I'll be back to chat with you a little bit later. We'll be right back. Les Négresses Vertes with Face à la Mer, the Massive Attack remix, the original version on their album Familles Nombreuses, which came out back in 1991. They're from France, but they incorporate a lot of different types of music, as you may have noticed. Well, the first two tracks you heard were a little bit sleek versions of traditional folk sort of world music, still with the pristine synthesizers and beats picking you up. Now, most of the show tonight's not gonna be like that. It's gonna be the real shit. You know what I mean? We're actually moving now to Latin America for a couple tracks. You're gonna hear some really peppy tunes, and you're gonna smile to yourself, and you're gonna be like, why can't life sound like this all the time? Guaranteed. This is Lo Borge with Now Se Apague Esta Noite. I probably try a little harder with the pronunciation. Whatever. The song's from 1972 and from Brazil.
Seja o pão e a fome. Seja... la 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 la. Que sou pobre contigo, não posso casar, oh meu amor, oh, mas chorarei de alegria quando alguém te levar ao altar, oh meu amor, nunca me esqueças, pois nós seríamos felizes se não fosse a minha pobreza. Eu sei, você sabe que isso não importa, mas existe alguém que do nosso amor não gosta. Você é uma princesa e eu sou um plebeu. La 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 la. O último será o primeiro e o último sou eu. La 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 la. Você sabe que isso não importa, mas existe alguém que do nosso amor não gosta. Você é uma princesa, eu sou um plebeu. O último será o primeiro, e o último sou eu. La 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 la, la 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 la. Você é uma princesa e eu sou plebeu. O último será o primeiro, e o último sou eu. E eu sou o plebeu. O último será o primeiro. O último sou eu.
Thank you. Anahayao, wag mo isilo. Anahayao, wag mo isilo. Anahayao, eh anahayao,
wag mo isila. Nagurugali, anigirala ya naruno.
Anahayao, eh anahayao,
wag mo isila.
Hayaro, prensa umado, abire hayaro, prensa umado, ahama hayaro, eh ahama hayaro,
prensa umada, no akuyanire, la rukuro yo negenirao,
ahama hayaro, eh ahama hayaro.
And that was a track called Anahaya, translated as Here I Am, by a band, a collective of people known as Umalali from their album The Garifuna Women's Project. It's really not an artist album situation as per normal. This is really a project undertaken by Ivan Duran. And the Garifuna culture is a very interesting one, and it is one, like so many, that faces extinction. The Garifuna are descendants of shipwrecked African slaves who intermarried with the Carib and Arawak Indians of the Caribbean, and they remain only in small towns and villages in the Caribbean coasts of Belize, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. And this album is just a collection of traditional songs sung by the women of some of these tribes. It was a 10-year journey to put this album together. A lot of the singers on it are mother and daughter friends, you know, just a very community kind of thing. The production slapped on top of that, of course, quite accessible and popular-ish, you know, for world music, but really just fantastic album and with a really interesting story. And then before that, you had Femi Kuti with Tension Grip Africa from his album Day by Day that came out last year as well. Now, Femi Kuti is from Nigeria, and he is the son of Fela Kuti, who is a famous Afrobeat pioneer and political activist. His son, also very political, if you could tell from the lyrics, or if not, if you couldn't tell, it was. And before that, Jorge Ben with O Plebo, not so political, just happy, happy, from Africa, Brazil. And that came out way back, 1976, back when people were happy. Jorge, a real pioneer of the Tropicália movement and the Brazilian pop music that gained some popularity around those times. I apologize it takes so long to run down these tracks because so many of them are so interesting. Can't just give you the name. I encourage you to look up all these artists, check them out, see what else they've done. A lot of it is quite inspirational in a way. And speaking of that, this is a really interesting band. I have sort of talked about them before. They're called Tinariwen, and they are from Mali, but they belong to a tribe known as the Tuareg. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, who have been really much maligned by the Malian government. There's been a lot of discrimination there, and the Tuareg people rebelled, essentially, against the Malian government, and the members of Tinariwen were instrumental, not just in making music that spoke of their troubles, but in actually physically fighting the government. So these guys are in it as far as the political activist music goes. They could make someone like Bono feel a little much like he's all talk. But they have some great music on top of that, really mixing their traditional music, which you can tell elements of African and Middle Eastern music, with the blues, really. They owe a lot to Led Zepp too. But great stuff. Anyway, they came up with an album a couple years ago in 2006 called Aman Iman, Water is Life. And from that album, this track is called Matadiam Yin Mixan. And so you will enjoy it. You will. Thank you. was a bit of a hodgepodge there, wasn't it? The Very Best, which is a group made up of African singer, or Malawian singer, Asamoah and Radio Clit, who are a duo of British producers. They're featuring MIA with a Native American backing, just really going for a sort of cultural tapestry there. That is a great, great album. The whole thing is one of my favorite albums of last year. Basically, Asamoah taking a bunch of well-ish known songs to middling, sort of mostly indie kind of stuff, and just singing over them with his sweet, sweet African pipes. And it sounds great, and it's so infectious and happy. I love it. And before that, Justin Adams and Jules de Camara with Yo Lele from Soul Science. Jules de Camara is a Riti player, and that is an African fiddle. That was that awesome instrument you heard behind there. The Western-sounding fellow, Justin Adams, is a producer who basically produced it and played on the album. Also produced a lot of stuff for Tenarawan, which you heard right in before that, with Tenarawan with Matajiam Yinmixan. I apologize if I'm butchering a lot of pronunciations here, but look what I got to work with here. Okay, it's not easy. All right, you don't wish you were me. Well, I hope you've been enjoying this journey through the world, exploring a genre that is too often just not listened to, because for some reason I feel like it's just not cool to listen to like Indian music or African music. But it's coming back, you know, just as soon as we convince people that they'll be like better than everybody else if they do, and then all you hipsters and your iPods will be like, oh yeah, you haven't heard this, and I have, and I'm just totally in tune with the rest of the world. That's all bullshit, but this really is good music. And as you maybe have been noticing and will continue to notice over this hour and a bit, the music from these places just has something that makes a lot of stuff you hear on the radio here in North America sound really, really stale and lifeless, and like it was just carved out of plastic, because in a way it was. And this stuff just has this living vibrancy, and it's refreshing, and it's kind of coming into some more popular music in a way too, so that's very cool. But anyway, I'll get off my soapbox here and play you some more music. We're gonna go to Romania now for some gypsy music, or Roma, as is the official non-discriminatory thing to call them these days, but these guys call themselves gypsies, so I figured it was okay. This is a band called Taraf de Haiduks. I thought it was a guy, just kind of sounded like a guy, but it's actually a band. And these guys sort of got some prominence when they were featured in The Man Who Cried with Johnny Depp. They are a roving band of musicians, and they know how to get your legs shaken. So, enjoy. This track is called Carolina, from their album Band of Gypsies, came out in 2001.
Mai jos lui Carolina, plăcerea bărbatului Carolina, la marginea patului Carolina. Wow! Plăcerea bărbatului Carolina. Lasă-te pe spate, să ruptăm într-o parte, bagă limba în ureche, că mă știe multe fete. Freacă-te cu mine, că mă simt prea bine, fată, sunt bărbat, tu mi-ai dat de cap.
Oh, 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 oh The next good night was floating white. I am Lily, I, and he asked the maid to be his bride, and the roses sweet to him, Mary. The last good night was dressed in red. I am Lily, I, and he asked one maid if she would wed, and the roses sweet to him, Mary. And I have asked your lover John. I am the lily, I, likewise sisters everyone, and the rose is sweet to him, Mary.
Hang him on, and the rose is sweet to him, Mary.
And that was Crucible from Yorkshire with Three Maidens from Love and Money. Kind of a real medieval kind of British folk sounding thing there. A traditional song, as you may have guessed. And before that, there's a little different. Astor Piazzolla with Michelangelo. Piazzolla is the hero of Argentinian tango. He popularized it big time back in 70s and 80s. And that song was from his classic album, Tango Zero Hour. And I know it made you want to dance. And before that, Tariff to Hydooks with Carolina from Band of Gypsies, their live album. And now this Celtic music, getting back to the Crucible, something that resonates with me particularly, is my father makes the folk harps, which you can buy at mimaharps.com if you so desire. And so Celtic music has become kind of part of my life, and I approve of that. And this band and the next band, because we're going to stay on the Celtic theme for a little bit, I had the pleasure of seeing at the Gaeltacht Celtic Roots Festival, which is a wonderful, wonderful festival. It takes place every August, way up in Gaeltacht there. And the whole festival just has such a great atmosphere, such a great character. Everyone seems really friendly. The weather's nice or not nice, it doesn't matter. It's just on the lake there, surrounded by all these beautiful trees. And it just has such a great spirit, that place. And then you get to hear all this great music, all these world-class artists. This band, I didn't remember that I had seen them at the Celtic Festival. I was looking up, you know, what's some good Celtic bands. And I listened to them, and they're really good. And I thought, I wonder if I have seen them, because I've been more than, I don't know, like 12 or 13 times over the last 13 or 14 years. Only missed once. And sure enough, I looked them up, and I saw them there back in 2000. Don't really remember them. They must have been good, because check this out, it's really good. This is Lunasa, one of those great Celtic instrumental bands, with the Miller of Drohan, originally from their album Otherworld, re-released on their greatest hits sort of album that came out last year. Hope you like it. Thank you. was Yatka with Oy Adim, which translates to My Grey Horse, on a 2000 album, Alden Dashka. Yatka is a band from Tuva, which is one of those sort of semi-Russian but semi-independent areas. As far as I can tell, they seem to be a republic, as far as I can tell. But I know they're up in the north near Siberia there. And you must have noticed the throat singing, which is what they're quite known for. Before that, of course, Lunasa with the Miller of Drohan. Some Celtic stuff. We're over time, but we're thinking that because it's been so long since your last episode, you get a couple extra tracks. So we're going to keep things moving along here. And we're going to come back to Mali now. And then we're going to end in Norway. But anyway. Yeah, you know what? I don't want to talk anymore. This is going to be my last talk. You're going to hear Umu Sangari with Samagni from her album Umu, which is sort of a best of situation. She's a great singer from Mali. A very large variety of work. I was listening to this album and it goes all over the map, from this more traditional sounding stuff, which is you're going to hear now, to some really kind of like more Afro-poppy stuff. And then after that, you're going to hear Mereboine. She is a Sami, who are also sometimes known as Laplanders, but that is a derogatory term, so you must call them Sami, from Norway. And you're going to hear a track called Gula Gula. And this is weird. She was invited to perform at the Lillehammer Olympics, but she refused to because she didn't want to be a token minority. And I thought, okay, I see where you're coming from, but would you rather there be no minorities? I don't know. She has a good voice, though, and traditional Sami stuff. You'll enjoy it. But before that, you'll hear Umu Sangare. If you can't remember all of that or which order it's all happening, of course, check out the website, www.radioslipstream.com. You'll find all your track lists there. I'm assuming you probably were there recently if you're listening to this, but you know what? You might be subscribed to the podcast as well. And I'll be back in a week or two or three or four with another episode. I don't know what'll be on it, but it'll be great. Maybe I'll interview a duck. Who knows? Of course, more of the same good stuff is promised. And like I said, here's that song I kept promising you, but keep blathering. Samagni, which translates to Death is Terrible. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the world.
Mana wasila.
Non